Und Zapfen, wie so ist. Sigi, Ben, Lange, Ove, Wim, Pott, Tere.
I know I'm being indulgent by having Pearl do the intro. Pearl did the intro! But I don't know. I grew a child in my body and now she's 2 years old and she can say words. And yeah, we had to do a little Jeff Fox magic to make it happen. But listen, in honor of her birthday, which is the only reason I went on the cruise, which is the only reason we have this episode, I had to do it to it. And I appreciate it. You guys listening to her little voice. I feel like when, you know, when a celebrity puts their child on a track, like when Beyonce did it, I think Katy Perry did it too, and you're like, meh, you put your kid on the song, we can get it. That's how I felt before I had a kid. Now that I have one, I'm like, oh, her little voice, forever enshrined in the podcast. It was too much. I had to do it. And thank you for listening, because it was too good. Anyway, as Pearl so warmly brought us into this episode, we are talking about my very, very recent Disney cruise sailing. And when I say very, very recent, I mean I like literally just got off board and you are going to listen to this podcast right after. I recorded it so quick after driving back from San Diego, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. I've never done a Disney cruise out of San Diego. I've been on the Wonder, but I've never sailed on the Wonder. So after this, I think I might have sailed on all the ships. I have to check my notes because I've been on the Fantasy and Dream, I think. Or have I been on the Fantasy multiple times? Anyway, again, when you get to this point, sometimes you just sail so much that they all kind of blend together. But I think I've probably done all of them now. I've been on all the ships, but now I did a full day on the Wonder, but it wasn't actual sailing. Anyway, who cares about that? Because we're going to tell you all about my vacation on the Wonder in it's wintertime, spring-ish. I usually only do Bahamas, but alas, we did so much and it was so much fun. I don't want to keep it from that episode. Obviously this is in honor of Pearl's second birthday, which was very fun. So, I don't know. I feel like it, you know, when you send, an iMessage to someone and the balloons pop up and you're like, ooh, special, ooh, fun. That's how I feel about this episode. It feels like those digital balloons are just popping up everywhere because how fun, how special to go on a little Disney cruise for the weekend and drive there. Stick around. We're going to get into it. It was a blast. I can't wait to tell you about it. And I had the best time. The best time! Okay, stick around. We'll be right back.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to our Disney Wonder recap episode. Now, I'm going to be real with you. It is really blowing my mind that I just left for a casual weekend and went on a cruise. Like, I work out of a co-working space. I was there on Thursday. I was there today. I'm recording this on a Tuesday. And I'm like, nobody here knows that I just went on a Disney cruise. I just had a life-changing, a life-altering, mind-altering experience on a Disney cruise. And nobody even knows because I was just able to go away for a weekend. I'm getting so worked up. I got to take my sweatshirt off. Hold on a second. When you have glasses, taking a sweatshirt off is a whole thing because they get mushed into your nose. Okay, I am back. Anyway, I can't believe this was just a casual weekend away. I can't believe I didn't have to go on an airplane. I can't believe we drove there. I can't believe that we drove back and we're home by lunchtime. The whole thing is just wild to me. And even though the weather, especially the beginning, was a little yikes, 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 I did bring a winter coat and a scarf and a hat and sweaters and heat tech because I was nervous and I didn't know what to expect. Even though it was a little worrisome. It was a little stressful arriving because I didn't know until the last minute that you can't park at the terminal. You have to use some weird third-party website and you have to book parking at some random building garages, Brick South. Don't know what that is. Sure. I ended up paying online for parking at the Intercontinental Hotel. We're not staying there. We were able to weirdly undercut their listed prices and then book just to valet there while we were at the cruise. Listen, I don't know what like titan of industry runs the San Diego parking garages, but whoever it is, they need to update their website, but they probably don't care because they are swimming in money, Scrooge McDuck style. I was a little stressed going into this cruise, in case you couldn't tell, because it was just a little different. And I don't want to make it sound like, ooh, it was scary going on a Disney cruise, because like this Disney is like, oh, this is what I do. This is what I love to do. But it was a little different. It was a little different because I'm used to going out of Florida. I'm used to Port Canaveral. I'm used to like, this is where you go. And then you walk through here and then you do this. And everything was just a little different. And adding in new and different on a travel day can be a little tricky. But even still, I will say it was pretty seamless getting on board the ship. And I won't bore you with the details, but the San Diego port, which is not a Disney port, it was just kind of like, welcome to Disney, security. We went through all the things. We got our cards. Like, you have the bags, but you're carrying stuff with you, but you have to, like, check your bags through. There's just a lot, day of a cruise especially, that's a little complicated because your bags arrive later and you're walking on and you're like, not everything's started yet. And it's kind of a lot. But it all went really well. I was kind of stressed for absolutely no reason. And by the time we got on the ship, which was early, which was like noonish, I think, the rooms are usually ready around 1:30, I believe. We got on the ship and it was fantastic. Now, if you haven't been on Disney Cruise Line, you may not be aware that when you walk on the ship, you don't just walk on and you're like, I'm in a ship. No, they present you. It's very like Titanic first 30 minutes, if you know what I mean. You walk on, you tell them your name, and they're like, now presenting the family. And everyone claps. All the staff members clap for you in a row. It's really mad. It's like very, makes me feel very like aristocratic. But even more than that, boarding this ship on Pearl's birthday was so special because we walked in and Mickey Mouse was there in the atrium waving from up above. And my daughter got to wave at Mickey and I was like, Mickey, it's her birthday. And then Mickey did a little dance and her eyes were like, oh my God, Mickey knows it's me and it's my birthday. It was so special. It was probably our favorite character interaction of the trip because things went south and we will talk about that later. Anyway, when I usually go on a Disney cruise, I am a buffet person. That is nurture, not nature. Maybe it's both. Either way, it's because of my mom. My mom loves to go straight to a cruise buffet. We are choosy. We love a lot of vegetables. We just like the options that a buffet presents itself. However, I knew since I was sailing with my husband and my child, my husband, as we will be establishing throughout this journey, is just not a cruise person. He's just not a cruise person. The things that bring me glee aboard a Disney cruise ship do not for him, and that is fine. We have plenty of vacations that we both love, and this just means my mom has a permanent space in my cabin stateroom in perpetuity. So if she's listening to this, which she is, of course, when she's listening to this, she will be absolutely thrilled to hear that Ben will never be taking up a spot again. You are fine. So I didn't want Ben to see cabanas. This man does not need to know what cabanas is. So we ended up going to a restaurant for lunch, and I'm mad at myself for not doing this always. Because yeah, when I get on a boat, I usually want to like move around and see stuff. But no, this time we sat down and lunch was at Tiana's place, which was such a lovely entry into that restaurant. We went for dinner, which I will talk about in a moment, which was excellent. But being in that space, which is so beautifully themed during the day, having a casual lunch was also wonderful. The first lunch meal of the day, the menu was fantastic. I had a salmon salad. Ooh, delicious. Sounds like not indulgent at all. Don't worry. I ordered my child chicken tenders and mac and cheese and I had half of both. Pearl also had her first Mickey bar. Guess what? She didn't like it, so I got to eat the rest. Fantastic. Winning all over. We also sat down and we just started, you know, sometimes you just like end up chatting with cast members, especially waiters. You just end up like gabbing with them a lot. We gabbed with Paige, who was our waiter there, a little too much. It was kind of like, I wanted to be like, Paige, are we hanging out? Are we friends now? And I was like, how do I request to have you as our server? And they said, oh, I'm actually working in Palo for the entire trip. So I ended up calling and I was able to request Paige. And Paige was our waiter at Palo. And it made our night that much better to like see a friendly, familiar face that we'd met a few nights earlier. I love Disney Cruise Line. Don't you see how nice this is? Anyway, after Tiana's, we had a little time to kill. So we went up to the deck and we watched Funnel Vision. Now, Funnel Vision is the big old screen that is on the top deck where they just play Disney movies all the dang time. My daughter, I'm just going to put it this way. We have been essentially living a no-screen lifestyle until she was 2. And she turned 2 that day. So my girl clocked a lot of Disney hours of movies, of TV shows, of everything. Like, she has seen so many Disney movies now compared to this time last week. It is hilarious. I don't think it's criminal. Like, we were on vacation. We're allowed to binge as much TV as we want. That's how I usually spend my life. The minute she goes to bed until the minute she wakes up, I watch a lot of TV. But she found her happy place on Disney Cruise Line, and it was sitting by the deck under the shaded part, sitting at a table, eating an ice cream cone, watching whatever was on the TV. This is her first time seeing Frozen. Let me tell you, she loved it. She also loved the ice cream. She was having a great time this entire cruise. If you're wondering about bringing your two-year-old or your younger child, bring them. She was thriving. Now, during this time, I slowly snuck away because I went downstairs to decorate our stateroom. Now, if you are a subscriber on Instagram, you know that I put a lot of energy into this. I was making little crafty decorations weeks before this, which is not something I usually do. The entire reason I went on this cruise was because I don't have the brain capacity to plan a good kids party. When I say good, I mean like I live in LA, okay? Some of these kids parties are very intense. Most of them have food vendors. I love to attend them. It is delicious and it is fun. I love walking up to a hot pizza oven and getting free little pieces of pizza. And my kid gets to hang out with her friends. I get to see my mom friends. Like, it's just nice. I love attending them. But when I tell you I do not have the space in my head to be able to plan one of those and to make it look good, to make it not look like, oh, a little bit sad with no activities, I can't do it. So I just put all of that planning energy into decorating the room. I cut out her face. Basically, I did a lot. Listen, I signed up for Canva Pro and then I immediately canceled it. That's how you get to do it without having to really pay that much. So I signed up for Canva Pro. I put her face and then I don't think you can say Canva'd because I photoshopped, copied, whatever the equivalent of Photoshop is. I put little Minnie Mouse ears on her. I put little animated party hats on her and I printed those out. I printed those out on thick cardstock and I printed them out on magnet paper. Cut them out, boom, door magnets. Cut them out, hung them from these bouncy silver iridescent streamers, boom, and now we have little pearlies bouncing around the room. I had all this in my backpack, ready to go, schlepping it through San Diego onto the boat, and I get to the room and to my complete and utter surprise, the room is already decorated. Yeah, I casually mentioned to a dear colleague at Disney Cruise Line maybe a week ago, like, oh yeah, I'm taking Pearl for her birthday on the Wonder. Didn't think anything of it. Forgot that when you talk to someone who's really good at their job, they do stuff like this. Like when they are excellent at what they do, they're gonna surprise you when you go on the cruise. And so I walked up and was like, oh my God. We had like the birthday pillowcases, the birthday bedspread, the birthday hanging signs, the celebrate sign. And I immediately, instead of being like, oh no, they stole my thunder. No, it was the opposite moment because this was just exactly what we needed to make the other decorations pop. Because once I filled it in, that room looked amazing. It had all of the Mickey decor. It had all the pearls. It had these like pillowcases. They were like celebratory pillowcases. And my mom, when we were in Disney World in February, bought this birthday Mickey Mouse. Partially because the candle placement on the cake is hilarious. Google it and you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say any more words about it on mic. However, it perfectly matched the decorations that said wonderful, wonderful person surprised us with. And it just made the room feel that much more special. It felt like a party in our room. The stuff that I had brought was not enough to make it really be fleshed out to that level. And now Pearl got to walk into the room and just see so much. And I'm not a crafty person. I'm not a good with art person. And the fact that like after her nap, she woke up and she was like playing with the little pearls. Like she was a cat with little cat toys. I just feel like sometimes when you're a parent, you like need those moments where you're like, I did it. I accomplished something. And I really got that this time. It was really nice. Now, while she napped, I worked on the door. I didn't have time to do the door before a nap. I was sweating through my clothes. I'm not kidding. I was moving so fast trying to get all of this done before she came to the room, which, let me tell you, was extremely helped by the package that I'm surprised with. But once she went down, I did the door. And I have never decorated a door before. When my mom and I went on the Magic with Pearl, my mom bought kind of like Disney food cartoony magnets where it's like, oh, it's a cupcake, but it's a goofy cupcake, stuff like that. And we put them on the door and it was wonderful. And it was nice, but I'd never actually planned something. And oh my God, I love it. I love it. I didn't know how much joy it could bring. Do you remember like decorating your locker in high school? That specific level of joy is what you get when you decorate your cruise door. And I know nothing will match the Scholastic Book Fair of it all. Like nothing will reach that school high of getting that little form and filling out those little books and then going in the big stack of books and you bring them all home and you have so many fun new things to read. Nothing can compare to that. But decorating your locker is another wonderful excitement high that we no longer get to tap into anymore as adults. And I got to do that with the door. And I'll tell you, every time I walked back to the door, it was like, our little door. I bought these stuffed heart door hangers. I think it's intended for a teen or someone in college to hang between their doors when they walk through. It's like little stuffed plush hearts. I broke those up and I hung them around the door with these little metallic hooks. Oh yeah, you can't use any tape. You got to use magnets. I'm going to make a video about this. I can't wait to share all this with you visually. So I hung all these up. I had a happy birthday sign that I put together and strung together while watching TV on the couch weeks ago, hung that up, and then put the pearl magnets around, and it looked good. It made me so happy. It was wonderful. I just need to express how wonderful it was. I'm a door person for life. I'm going to decorate forever. And let me tell you something. Clearly, this is like I don't have work reviews. Like, I don't have anyone being like, good job, mom, in like a weird structured way. But this door got not one, but two accolades I did not know existed. And that is a magnet from another guest that they put on your good door that says, you killed it. We had two different magnets from two different parties sailing that was like, wow, we love your door. Great job on your door. They were both on our door. We just walked down and we're like, oh, new magnet. Oh, they liked our door. They complimented us. And other people on our floor didn't get it. Other people on our floor didn't get the coveted magnet. I didn't even know there was something that happens at Disney Cruise Line. I know about fish extenders and I know about all the door decorations. I didn't know that some people decorate other people's doors by saying, good job, congratulations. I love Disney Cruise Line. Like, where else? There were so many moments like that. I'm going to make a post about it. But like, wow, people are so kind and so wonderful. And I love it so much. Ah, I just love it so much. Anyway, Pearl woke up from her nap. These days on this cruise are very split up by nap, in case you couldn't tell. And I don't think we did much before dinner. We booked her into the nursery, which is a little bit of an onboarding process. She walked around. Truly, everything at this age is exciting. Pearl standing in those porthole windows. Kids love those. Adults love them. They're so when the, then they have big windows on the main floors, and some of them have little like cushy seating, so you can like sit basically like a reading nook, but you're just looking at waves. Like, what a joy it is to look at waves. You know what I mean? We went to dinner at Tiana's place. We had early seating dinner, which means that we were eating at 5:45. I like to eat dinner at 7:30, so it was a little early for me. But it worked out really nicely. I never do early dinner, and it was a really nice time. On the way to Tiana's place, we walked past one of those kind of open bars, like not like tucked away in the adult space. It's like a lounge, a flex space, but also a bar. And this French Quarter lounge, which was rethemed, I looked it up 6 years ago because I was like, I thought the refurb on that was like 10 years ago. Ends up it's only 6 years ago. And I was really kind of low-key blown away by the design of this. They made very small touches to make it look kind of New Orleans-y, a little French Quarter. But the touches throughout were done so well. For example, there was a lounge and there's usually like a barrier to separate the walkway from the lounge area. Outside that barrier were these kind of wooden benches that just made you feel... It just lended so much authenticity to the space that I walked away being like, the ship was great, but did you see the design of this lounge? Did you see it? It really like tickled the Disney park brain that I have where I mean, Google a photo of it. It's so good. They did such a good job. I'm not even supposed to be talking about that. I'm not even doing it. I just want to tell you about the restaurant, first of all. But okay, there's something I have to tell you about the lounge. So as you know, I started covering cruise a lot more intense in the past few years with the new ships, with so much going on, than I have in previous years. So I never covered things like refurbishments and like new restaurants coming on board because I wasn't that invested in cruise, meaning like I didn't dedicate as much time as I do now to cruise because I was mostly covering parks. And when I was looking up what this French Quarter lounge used to be, I guess I stumbled upon that they used to have toddler playtime here. And I walked past this lounge multiple times on our trip and was like, whoa, they have markers, they have like activities, they have like kid craft activities, it seemed like, which I didn't expect for somewhere that's, you know, has a bar, they sell espresso. Like, I thought it was more of a sit and drink and maybe read a book situation. But when I looked it up, it used to be a place where there was like toddlers could hang out with each other, babies could hang out with each other. And I do feel like that is missing on Disney Cruise Line. And before I talk about a wonderful meal we had, I feel like I have to acknowledge that. Like, wait, where is the stuff that's specifically for ages like 0 to 4? Where I feel like those activities I never come across, or maybe they don't exist. Like, is there like a Disney Junior dance party I don't know about? I feel like there's something there and maybe they need a little bit more of that. Because I also realized my white whale of Disney Cruise Line is the Jack Incredible Diaper Dash. You've probably seen a TikTok about this. It's where they put all the babies on the ground, they all crawl, and they try to see who gets to the line the fastest. It's like an old school mall activity. But I have never seen it on a Disney cruise. And I have been on, I think, 7 Disney cruises at this point. I've never seen it. I look at the itinerary every day. I must have missed it. Was it not there? And there is something strange with Cruise Line where Disney parks, I feel like we know everything that's going on. We know everything. But with this, like, how did I miss this thing that I wanted to see and I completely forgot about? I think the fact that you can't go in the app and plan your activities before you're on board really is a detriment to your experience on the cruise, because I couldn't figure out what movies were showing. I couldn't figure out, like, if I would have seen this in advance when I'm sitting at home, when I'm planning like we do for other Disney experiences, because I wasn't able to do that. I was on vacation. I wasn't like sitting and taking time to scroll through all the options. Like, no, I was watching my child and like doing stuff. And I think having a little more time to be able to do that, maybe like a week before the cruise, maybe 3 days before, to just be able to like plan through and heart different things. Because when you heart them in the app, they're added to your schedule and it's really nice and convenient. And I just wish that there was a little more stuff for toddlers, and there's a little like a way to be able to heart that stuff when you're at home. I want to plan more when I'm at home, because once I'm on board, baby, I'm on vacation. And Disney, while I love it, is not really as completely about spontaneity. All right, back to Tiana's place. So we walk in, and when you walk into a Disney Cruise Line restaurant, you walk in, you give them your table number. In the app, it'll be like table 76, ours was table 82. And so we walk in and they're like, great, our first night there. We walk in and we keep walking and we keep walking and we keep walking and we keep walking and we stop at a table that is in front of the band. We got the best table at the restaurant. Again, the person who I had told before that I was sailing put in a little magic in our room and put in a little magic in our seating chart for Tiana's place. And I am beyond grateful, because I had never really experienced this restaurant with the show. I dined here, but it was lunch. It wasn't dinner. I'd never been here for the full show, and to be in that seat and to see the whole thing on Pearl's birthday, it was just perfect. It was perfect, and I'm so thankful. So thank you to the person. You know who you are. Oh, I'm so grateful. And something else I'll add. We sat by the band, and my husband was like, oh no, like this is going to be really loud for her. We were like pretty concerned about it. And he was right to think that, because Rapunzel's Royal Table, which I went on the Magic, was very loud. I was sitting far from the stage, still extremely loud. But here, it wasn't loud at all. It was the perfect volume. It was a really nice night. What can I say? It was a really good experience. The music was great. Tiana comes out. Tiana doesn't sing, which is a little weird. And then Tiana walks around the restaurant. She greets everyone. And then Louie walks around a little bit as well. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I paused the recording. I Googled a video of Princess Tiana, because I always call him Louie and his name is Louis, and I always think it's Louie, like his name is spelled L-O-U-I-S, and I always think that you don't pronounce the S when you're saying Louis, but it's Louis. Louis. Louis, not Louie. Oh my God. You know, sometimes, so, you know how there's just those things you always get wrong, those words you can't spell? For me, it is this creature from the Princess in the Frog. Listen, I'm scared that every word I say about this movie is going to be wrong. I need to move on. Anyway. After the meal, there was this like kids procession, which was wonderful. Pearl was having a great time. It was by far the standout meal of our rotational dining. We didn't go to all of them. We didn't go to Animator's Palette, but I have been to Animator's Palette recently, so I feel like I can say that the food here was great. It was by far my favorite non-Palo meal. I started with a charcuterie board that had duck pastrami on it, like had a bunch of different duck things on the charcuterie board. Fantastic. I do, sidebar, wish that they served this with crackers. Same with the escargot at Triton's at the sit-down restaurant I went to the next night. They serve this little baguette with it that just tastes like frozen bread. Like, it's just, it is not good. And they just need like a few saltines or something to go with this stuff. It's just like the saddest piece of bread. I had, I believe it was a sea bass for dinner. And then for dessert, I had the beignets. And I was so excited for the beignets. And the beignets ended up being my least favorite part of Tiana's place. They were just, again, they just felt like puffed sweet bread. They didn't feel donut-y. They didn't feel like beignets. They came with this chocolate espresso dip, which was good, but I took one bite and was kind of like, nah, I'm good. And I mean, yeah, I did end up eating half of Pearl's birthday sundae, but that's besides the point. I just needed to make up for lost dessert. You know what I mean? But yeah, the restaurant itself was fantastic. I would say don't look forward to the beignets. Just look forward to everything else. And if you are deciding between ships, this is definitely a selling point. Like, absolutely a selling point. We met our wait staff that night. And as you know, with Disney Cruise Line rotational dining, they follow you around. And night one, which I talked about a lot of the stuff in my Disney tips episode. Night one, I was like, hey, Herbert, it's so nice to meet you. We're so grateful for you. I got to talk to you about two things. One, can we get my little girl some blueberries? Which boy, oh boy, did he take care of. And then two, I put in a request for churro waffles. Now, churro waffles is one of, if not my favorite things to eat on a Disney Cruise Line sailing. They appear at the buffet when you're at sea. It is pretty random. You can't really bank on them at any point. However, my friend Kylie, huge shout out to Kylie and someone else associated with this, you know who you are. I heard that you can apparently talk to your waiter and try to get churro waffles because our cruise didn't have any at sea days. So our waiter was like, you're probably not going to have churro waffles, but let me see if I can get them for you specifically. And he was going to try to get them for us either brought to us at Cabanas, which like, oh my God, VIP, what? And this isn't like me being fancy. This is like anybody can do this. Anybody can request anything. Or they could have them brought to our table at breakfast if we were to sit down breakfast. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I would love them on the second full day, the third day of our sailing. I would love to have those churro waffles. I would love it. And he was like, consider it done. I'll look into it. And he looked into it. And it happened. And it happened. But I will get to that a little later because there's more to that story. But by the way, like this dude fully being like, yeah, I'll look into someone obtaining the food you requested even though we don't have it. God, I love Disney Cruise Line. Now, it was Pearl's birthday, and because it was Pearl's birthday, I saw on the calendar, on the schedule, that there was an 8 p.m. Mickey Mouse meet and greet, and I was like, you know, her break time is usually like 7:30, but let's just do it. It's her birthday. My girl is here. She wants to meet Mickey Mouse. We're going to do it. And what happened was, I would say, the one bad thing that happened to us on our sailing. I have very, very few complaints. Like, a few things that I have to say are just kind of critiques in general. Like I said, there needs to be a little more toddler activity. I wish we could look at the schedule in advance. That's kind of just basic critique. This was the only moment where I felt like I knew too much about how the sausage is made and that things were going extremely wrong. Now, what I think happened is that I always show up early to a character meet because let's say it's Minnie Mouse at 7:30, Mickey Mouse at 8, they're eventually going to end the Minnie Mouse line and be like, okay, everyone here is probably going to end up meeting Mickey Mouse. I go early so I don't have to wait too long. So I make sure I get in the line. I always have to get there early. So we got there around 7:40, 7:45 to line up for Mickey Mouse, who is at 8 o'clock. And we get there and it's chaos. Like I think that's the best way. It is organized chaos because Ariel had a meet and greet before. And Ariel's line was all the way around the hallway, past the elevators, like down to the beginning of the store. And we showed up and we're like, what? And apparently what I think happened, because again, I know too much about this. I think they didn't cut the line for Ariel. They didn't end Ariel and be like, okay, everyone from here on out will probably be meeting Mickey Mouse. They just never formed the Mickey Mouse line. And then once they did, it was us at the front of it. And the Ariel line was cut off, but it was so far away that people just kept joining the Ariel line. And there was no one standing there to be like, the line is over. Usually if you see a cast member at the end of a line, that means like, oh, the line is cut off. There was nobody there. So we watched people just jump in line to meet Ariel, which made the Mickey one later and later and later. We ended up waiting. I want to say it took 45 minutes from start to finish for us to finally get to Mickey Mouse. Also, like everything was paced weird. It was going so slow on the Disney Magic, which was like essentially the same ship, same situation. They were moving through people. They were getting it done. It was run so well. And this was not great, especially keeping a toddler up at that point. Just because it's her birthday and she wants to meet Mickey and she's so excited to see Mickey. And then she sees Mickey. She was so excited. And then she saw him and she absolutely lost her mind. My girl fully melted down. So yeah, I have a little bit of a personal about this because we almost made the perfect birthday meet and greet happen. Not that anything has to be perfect, but we tried so hard to make it happen. We tried so hard. And this was like the only fail. And I really bring this up because on my Instagram subscribers, after a trip, I usually do a trip Q&A. Like, what do you want to know about booking a future trip, about my sailing? And one person asked, how are the lines? And the lines for everything were totally fine. Nothing to report except for characters. The character lines that I saw on the ship were, generally speaking, much, much longer than the ones I saw on the Magic when I sailed that in the fall. And I know that we did have a full ship. I don't know if that ship was completely full, but the lines did seem strangely long to me and they took a longer time than I am used to on sailings. Listen, it happens. Things don't go well, but like the lines should have been, I know too much. Basically, I know too much. And keeping a toddler up at that bedtime is cursed. I did my best. It didn't go well. And that was kind of it for the night. We went back to the room and then Ben watched Pearl while I was able to go sneak away. And I went into the Golden Mickeys, which is one of the main shows that they do. I gotta say, I love Golden Mickeys. I didn't remember if I loved it or not. I always get the shows confused. I love it. What's not to love? Tim Allen referencing Last Man Standing in his little monologue video, which stopped airing 8 years ago. I love it. Never change the show. It's absolutely perfect. It is so much fun. And something I love to do, because I'm not usually going to the show at this age with my kids. Someone's watching my kid and I'm going alone. I'm sneaking in really fast, stuff like that. I love to just sneak in once the show started and grab a seat in the back or a seat in the aisle. There's always one random seat out of the way where you're not bothering anyone, even if you're coming in late, and you can just sit there and take in the show. I don't need to be in front row. I don't need to be right up close. And it's just a nice way to dip in and see a little and be able to leave instead of staying there the entire time and committing fully, because sometimes you don't always have time for that. I did that. And then I did a little personal make good and got in line to meet Minnie Mouse. Again, went quite slow. Don't know what was happening on the sailing, but it was worth it because it was my one and only character meet, I think. I never got around to meeting Goofy. This was it. And I'm glad I did it because it was really nice to meet Minnie. It's just nice. She's in her little captain outfit. It was cute. It was a great day. It was a great birthday. And I feel bad being like, the lines were long. But you know what? I paid for this cruise. I got to tell you how it is. Even if I pay or don't, I got to tell you what it's actually like to go on these things. And while I am extremely positive, again, I like feel bad being like, I went on a vacation and it was wonderful, but I like had to wait to meet Mickey Mouse. But the truth is, like, yeah, this is the stuff I want you to know about if you're going on this, because it's not all 100% perfect all the time. We did eventually meet Mickey, but was I in a mood when we were in line? A little bit, because we were waiting in line for like 45 minutes to meet Mickey. It was weird. It was extremely weird. I will let it go, but I just don't. I don't want to make it sound like I'm saying, listen, internal monologue, we're moving on. Day two of our sailing, our first full day, which to me is the best day on one of these short sailings, because you're living a day that's not touched by packing or unpacking. You're just living a full day on a cruise. You're not worried about transportation, but how are you going to get home, but how are you going to get there? No, no. This is peak vacation, and day two is always my favorite. We woke up in our first port, Catalina Island. I live close to here and I've somehow never been here. Super strange. It was listed as 53 degrees, but it was actually warmer in the sun. We got really lucky with weather here in a way where, like, people, like the ship, oh my God, I'm blaming it, like the person who speaks on the mic on the ship, cruise director, bingo, there we go. The cruise director was like, wow, we got lucky with weather, which makes me think the cruise before us did not, which stinks. I feel really bad for them, but we really lucked out with the weather. This cruise stopped in two different places. We stopped at Catalina Island and then the next day in Ensenada, which we'll talk about in a second. And both of the ports, we didn't plan anything. We didn't plan any excursions because we have a small kid and a lot of these things you can't do. You can't go like explore bisons or go on golf cart rides with a toddler. Like, it just wasn't feasible. So we spent the day just puttering around and it was pretty nice. But before that, we woke up, we went to Triton's for breakfast. I picked Ben up a Cove Cafe cold brew. Oh, I just love going to Cove Cafe. I just feel like I'm on vacation. And I ordered a cappuccino at the restaurant when we had breakfast. I didn't realize they get it from the lounge. And so it showed up with a beautiful little Mickey face on it. Wonderful. There was a bowl of fruit for my girl. We just had a lovely morning. And I never go to sit down breakfast. I always go to Cabana's. And so I was able to get a custom egg white omelet, which I love to eat. It was wonderful. But that was not the highlight of the morning, because the highlight of the morning was the princess gathering. Now, I really bungled booking this. I've talked about this before. I talked about it in the podcast. I had to book this as I was traveling back from Disney World. I totally goofed, blanked, oops, and I didn't get it. However, I learned and I knew that once you are on the ship, once you get on ship Wi-Fi, you can book additional princess gathering times in the app. So the second we got, I set so many alarms. I don't even want to talk about it. My phone was like not a good look the day of the sailing. I set these alarms to book princess gathering so that once we got to the terminal, I was close enough to the ship. I was able to get on DCL Wi-Fi, guest, whatever it's called. And I booked princess gathering for this day. And it was so exciting because in the week before this cruise, Pearl had finally figured out who these princesses are. She keeps saying Cinderella and requests this audiobook, this audio tale story that we play of Cinderella all the time. She knows who Cinderella is, and Cinderella was there and it was awesome. And so we put her in this Snow White dress, which she wore so long ago and somehow still fits her. Like, my girl is small. She just went to the doctor. She's small. She's a small girl, but she still fits in her clothes, which is like the unbelievable highlight of her, us maybe being a little stressed about if she's going to grow. Doesn't matter, because she fits in her dress and it was beautiful. And what was even better is that I put her in her dress, but she loved being in it. She loved being in it. It was just nice. She ran through the halls and it was like a little Snow White running around. It was really one of those moments where as a parent, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to look back on this for the next 10, 15, 20 years and be like, oh, she was so small when she was a princess on that cruise. And I'm just going to, it's just locked in. Disney Cruise Line is just mainlining memories. I can't even explain it. The amount of memories we jammed into this weekend. We spend every weekend together as a family. It doesn't matter. Something about Cruise Line just... just solidifies so many magical memories. Anyway, we dressed her up. We got in line. We were so excited. And the same thing that happened with Mickey Mouse happened with Cinderella. And I feel so bad because all Pearl's been talking about is Cinderella. Waiting in line going, Cinderella, Cinderella. Going, Pearl's turn, Pearl's turn. Other people going, me explaining like, they go, then we go. I'm like, you might be a little scared. Princess is so beautiful. It might be overwhelming to see Cinderella up close, like really was preparing her. And we walked up to Cinderella and she did good and she did good. And then she did real bad. And I am going to be real with you. I had to buy a photo of it because she was so upset. And I know I don't think I can ever post this photo online because like people might report me like I spent money on the photo, but I had to because it's so cute. And I know that's kind of awful to say, but it's kind of funny. She just looks so cute, even though she's so upset. Oh my God. She just gets so excited. And then she just loses it in her tiny little face. Oh my God. All of this is to say that we are putting a pin in character meet and greets for a hot minute. For a few months, because it was not good. Now, the half hour after that was dark, and I've already blocked it out of my memory. Because let me tell you, it's not a good look to be carrying a kicking, screaming Snow White like a football down the cruise hallways. But once she calmed down, we went upstairs, and there was nothing a Funnel Vision movie and Froyo cannot fix. I think she'll be ready to meet Cinderella soon, but oh my God, it probably went as bad as it could have gone. And she wanted to meet her so bad. I mean, I get it. Like a kid brain can't handle that. You like know of this person, you finally get to meet them. It's like when people meet celebrities and they freak out. That's all this is for a kid over and over and over. It's gotta be intense. But oh my God, even though she was upset, it was so cute. Now this was the day that I got the best Froyo flavor, the best ice cream flavor on Disney Cruise Line. And that is banana. Banana is the best flavor. Don't come for me, strawberry people. I don't want to hear it, swirls. No, banana is the peak flavor. And they had it and I missed it on my last sailing. And I was so excited. We had cones. We cheersed our cones. We watched a movie. We ate chicken tenders and fries. And once we recalibrated, we headed down to Catalina. We had to take a boat to get there. Sidebar, if you are ever on this itinerary and you have kids, the boats have stairs. And if you have a stroller, you're going to have to take the stroller up and down the stairs. Kind of annoying. Just know in advance. And once we got there, we basically just putzed around. We walked the tiny beach. We walked up and down the streets. And nothing really appealed to me like candy or coffee wise, but I ended up getting a great taco at this little stand that truly just hit the spot. And it's just so funny because I had been on this cruise for 24 hours, like almost exactly 24 hours. And it is wild how your brain chemistry changes when you're in a Disney cruise environment. Like when you are in a Disney cruise, once you enter that ship, it's like, it is kind of like Severance. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's like kind of like innies and outies. Because once I was out on Catalina, I was like, what do you mean there's tacos? What do you mean? I thought our options were chicken tenders, veggie burger, gyro, salad at Daisy's. Like, I completely forgot that there was a world. There was a world. Like, I'm from the state that we visited. And I still was like, oh my God. Like, oh, I need money. And like, wow, so many food options. But like, oh. And we'd been in the Disney bubble for one day. It felt like six. Every day of this vacation felt like three different days. And I love that because you just squeeze all the juice out of it. We made our way back. I got a break while Pearl napped. I headed straight to Cove Cafe. I worked out. And I have some amends that I have to mention because I have complained previously that the Wish class ships, the Wish, I didn't see the workout room on the Treasure, but I saw the workout room on the Wish. And I was mad that you don't get to see out the front of the ship. You don't get that beautiful view where you're like running on a treadmill and it feels like you're just running at sea. And I have previously complained about that. And I think even on this podcast, and I take it back. And I take it back because that format of gym is way better than the ones on the old ships. And yeah, you got the good view, but oh my God, there's no room to do anything. I had to do like little lunges, little squatty things, and there was just nowhere to do it. There are 3 benches near the weights. I was trying to do stuff, but I was like on top of this other man who was trying to do stuff. I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere near a man most times, especially at a gym, but most especially in a weight room. You know what I mean? And so I was just doing like my form was bad because I was just cowering, being like, ooh, I hate this. I just like to be in a little, like a workout room alone. I work out in our laundry room. Like I like to be away from people. And this reminded me that, oh yeah, the new version of this is way better. They have a little workout room. Like they have space on the new ships for the gym. And I really appreciate it. And I feel really bad that I ever said anything bad about it. So I take it back. It is much better to work out on a new ship than an old ship. I'm sorry, unless you run on a treadmill, but like the good treadmills are in the second row and you're not even feeling like you're running over water. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anyway, I didn't make it to the rainforest room. I thought I might, but I just didn't end up prioritizing it. I had so much else to do. And so I just kind of wandered around. And then when Pearl woke up, we did more movies and more ice cream. Yeah, it was a birthday celebration. And basically, we just killed time until dinner because there's a little pocket between when she wakes up and when we dined at 5:45. And this was the first time of the cruise where we had basically an hour to kill. And I just started to think like, yeah, we could use a little more because if we were at ports where we were out like a castaway, a lookout key at Lighthouse Point, like something like that, we would have been out all day. We would have come back. We would have had dinner. We would have seen a show or done something. There would have been a lot more. But because we were basically puttering around the island for an hour, they're just, I kept going from space to space being like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Like we went to the sports court, but it was just basketball and foosball and table tennis. We walked around the decks, but again, it was cold, so we didn't really want to go swimming. I never saw characters wandering around. Like maybe there were a few, but I didn't see them. And I just really, this is one of those things that really stood out to me that, oh, the newer ships definitely have more. Even something like Midship Detective Agency, the interactive game on the Wish class ships, that type of stuff would have really helped to fill that gap of an hour. And kind of now makes me think that maybe there would, I thought that a bigger ship would be worse with the toddler because there's more space, there's more going on, it might be too much, but maybe a big ship might be better. So I'm gonna have to figure that out. But it really was kind of surprising to be like, oh, I guess, once you remove, because I've only, on the Magic, we were out in port for a while. But now that we were back, it was kind of like, oh, okay, what do we do now? We went to our early dinner. Berries were on the table. Herbert, my hero. I had escargot as an appetizer at Triton's, which I always recommend. If there's an escargot on Disney Cruise Line, get it. It's great. I love eating escargot. They don't put it in the shells. I like struggling. I like doing a little struggle to get it out with a little fork and little tongs. Makes me feel like French and fun. But yeah, it really is one of my favorite foods there. I had lamb for dinner. It wasn't that great. I'm sorry. Like, and I think this is the thing that I need to stress. There is great food on Disney Cruise Line, but it's not all great. And I know when I talk so lovingly about all of my favorite foods there, like, and I did a whole slideshow on Instagram about it, but I'm like, the soft serve, the Palo, the Mickey waffles, the this, like, I'm highlighting all the stuff I love, but that means there were some things that I ate that weren't that great. And my lamb wasn't that great. And I think that's the best way to explain it. The food can be fantastic, but the food can also just be okay. The bread is just okay. I will not let my lips touch one of those pastries. That croissant is not the type of croissant I am into. It's a little bit like an airport croissant. Again, it's a balance. It's a balance. I'm very judgy with food, and some stuff is exceptional, and some stuff not as good. But take it from me. If there's something I love, it's probably good. We actually added a little extra nursery time for Pearl. But you know what? Never mind. I'll talk about that later. But when we onboarded her, I asked if they had any extra time because there's a limit to how many hours you can book. And I asked if they had any availability, and we were able to put her in there for an hour from 7 to 8 after our dinner before her bedtime. We pushed her bedtime to 8:15 by the time we got on the ship because there was just too much to do. I don't know. We were just doing stuff. We were busy. So we brought her. She walked right in. She did wonderfully. It was kind of a test run for Paulo the next night, and she did great. So we had an hour free to ourselves just to be on our own, which felt wild after being with a child for so long. We went to the Cadillac Lounge, which is the one bar I wanted to visit. I never got to see the sports bar. My husband like tried to get in a bunch of times. There was always like trivia or like a beer tasting or something. But we went to the Cadillac Lounge. We ate those delicious nut snacks. I got a martini. I felt giddy. It was really so much fun. It was so much fun. It was so much fun to just have a little break. We put Pearl down. I ended the night with a little bit of the Frozen musical. Again, just came in, found a seat in the aisle, went out. It was great. I spent 20 minutes there. It was fantastic. I got my big old mug of seltzer upstairs for free at the soda machine. And as you know, if you follow me online, Yeah, so I casually ended up trying on a $13,000 ring, as one does on a cruise. Now, I wouldn't consider myself a lady, and I barely consider myself an adult, but I guess this is a thing people do on cruises. I have blinders to it. I'm never shopping for jewelry. I am very lucky that my mom buys a lot of jewelry and saves a lot of jewelry, so she's had it her whole life, so she's always like, here, take this ring. I just take her offshoots and I wear them. All my jewelry is from my mom. I never buy anything. So I'm walking through those diamond corridors like, you're not gonna sell to me. But oops, oh no, I had a thimble of vodka and I wound up in the store and was like, what is this? And tried on this glamorous, glimmering ring. And I don't know what it is. I guess I'm just easy to talk to, or I'm chatty, with both of which are true. And I talked to the student. Within 3 seconds, this dude knew that my 10th anniversary was coming up and was like, I can knock the price down to this. Get your husband down here. Like, very good salesman, not in a bad way, like truly extremely good at his job. And I tried it on and was like, I'll come back. I ended up not coming back. Because my husband didn't like the ring. If he liked it, I probably would have gotten in some very pricey trouble. But I don't know. It was just nice to like do an adult thing that I'd never done on a cruise and just shop for gems. Do you know they have loose diamonds? What do? You put it in a bag? Like, where do you put that in your suitcase? Just like throw a loose like $20,000 diamond in your bag? People must be buying this stuff. I don't know. If you've ever bought really expensive stuff, please call into the show, 747-CHUROS, because I am so curious. I'd be like so sweaty and nervous because I love to return things, but you can't return something at sea. The store is literally floating away. What do you do? That's too much of a commitment for me as someone who couldn't even sign up for Disney Plus at that D23 Expo where they were barely basically giving it away. I can't do that. It was too much. I got overwhelmed, clearly, and I walked away, but it was a pretty nice ring. It was a pretty nice ring. I ended the night with chicken fingers with no additional diamonds on my hand, but alas, I had a wonderful time. We're going to take a quick break. Stick around. We will be back with the rest of the cruise and that churro waffles story. You got to hear this. Just stick around. We are so back because we are back with Armoire, which makes getting dressed easy. A clothing rental membership from Armoire lets you build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. And when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet that show up at your door in as little as 2 days. But honestly, I love to browse on Armoire because looking through the pants and skirts and jackets and blazers is kind of like guilt-free shopping. Really, if you're anything like me, a busy mom who travels a lot and has an unnatural attachment and love for her clothes, filling in the gaps in your wardrobe that you need to fill can be so challenging. It's just so much pressure to buy something, wear it once, realize it really doesn't work for you, and then feel the weight of guilt over contributing to waste or having it just sit in your closet for years and years and years until that pressure just kind of dissipates and it's just an object you're used to seeing. Or feeling bad about the fact that you spent money you could have spent on something else, like Armoire, and instead spent it on this thing you no longer want. My closet became such a place of stress and uncertainty in the different stages of my pregnancy and postpartum life. And giving new styles and silhouettes a test run, and looking great while doing it, makes Armoire an absolute must when it comes to finding or redefining your personal style. I just placed my Armoire order, and I'm so excited. I got this chic Reese tailored blazer that fully makes me look like a rich lawyer who's ordering a martini. And then I also got this pair of Farm Rio orange pants that I am so stoked about. They're like a bright orange. I cannot wait to wear them. I even got a minimal chic little plain black sweater from French Connection. They have everything. And let me tell you, if you want to try something new, whether it's a new style, a new pant length, or even a new color, they simply have got it. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/amusing. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/amusing to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. That's armoire.style/amusing.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And welcome back. Now, day three of our cruise, we woke up in Ensenada. It was our one trip outside of America. We went to Mexico. But that is not the most noteworthy thing of the day. Literally leaving the country is not the most noteworthy thing because I fully, together with Heather Sievers, my friend who runs Dining in Disney, who's like occasionally affiliated with Disney Food Blog, because we have the same mind. We have the same mind. And we were on this ship accidentally together. When we went on our trip, I think I mentioned this on mic. I probably did. We were on our trip to Rainforest Cafe, to go to Casa Bonita, which we did an episode about. When you were on that, we learned that we were going on the same cruise. I was about to book it, and she's like, oh my God, I'll be on it. We were basically ships passing in the night, because I ran into her a few times, but because she was with a bunch of people and I was with Pearl, we never really got to hang out. So, because we are the same person and we didn't hang out, we both aggressively requested churro waffles to the point where, following my request, once Heather requested, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with her, but I asked for churro waffles. I was given the green light. Heather asked for churro waffles, and I guess we reached a threshold of people asking about them because she texted me and was like, they're going to put them in cabanas. We were the change we wish to see in the world being our three-night cruise at the Disney Wonder, because they fully put churro waffles on the buffet line because two weirdo women asked for them. And that, my friends, is how you get things done, okay? Everybody on the cruise got churro waffles because we asked for them. And that, I think, is just a testament to the power of community and to think how many people we made so happy because they are delicious. Churro Mickey waffles are delicious. And yeah, you can get them a couple other places. You can get them at Crystal Palace and Disney World, but we're not in Disney World. We're on a cruise and we want to be eating a ton of waffles. And it was unbelievable. I cannot believe Heather and I both independently, like, I got tipped from Kylie and company to ask for the churro waffles. I then told Heather. Heather then asked, and then boom, buffet line. I am so curious on if they end up in like the other Disney Wonder sailings out of San Diego, if they're on the buffet line in cabanas. But we got it done. We got it done. We got churro waffles. And it maybe is like, I feel so accomplished. I feel like a realtor who sold their first house. Honestly, I am still riding this high. I'm so excited about it because I was able to get churro waffles delivered to my table at Triton's. She was able to get them at the buffet. We were texting each other like, wow, we did it. It was just so good, to the point where they came to the table and I was like, oh, these are pretty good, but I like really like when they're burning hot. And I secretly, Ben doesn't know this, I went upstairs, I was like, oh, I gotta run something, I gotta do an errand for Pearl. I was like, Pearl needs cheese. I went upstairs to the buffet and I ate one, like quietly running down the stairs, running back to him and Pearl. And it was so warm and so delicious. They are so good. These like cinnamon sugary Mickey waffles. I have pause when I eat a Mickey waffle now because I'm like, oh, it's not a churro one. I just wish it was a churro one. I just wish. Oh, it's so wonderful. There's nothing like a churro waffle. There's nothing like a churro waffle. Now, that was obviously the highlight of day three, the highlight. But after breakfast, not only did we get churro waffles, we also got to watch Pearl's first movie in a movie theater, because as you know, these ships have onboard movie theaters and they play first run Disney films. So if something is out in theaters, they have it on the ship the day that it debuts, which is so exciting. Now, I will admit, I selfishly was, and I forgot, I'm used to lately going on a ship like the Disney Treasure, Disney Wish, where there are two movie theaters. There are more options. And I forgot that they were only going to air current new movies in the theater. I was hoping for a Cars and Encanto, like a movie that you want to again see in a movie theater, but you can't because it's just not possible. I was hoping for that. It didn't end up happening. The movies they were showing on our cruise were Moana 2, Mufasa, which I am not seeing. I'm not seeing a live action animal ever. No, thank you. And then Captain America, Brave New World, which, yeah, I'm not bringing my child to. So, and also like word on the street is yikes, yikes, yikes. So we went to see Moana 2 and It was her first time in like the big seat that folds down. It was a family screening, so I think that means the lights were on. It was a perfect environment for her. There were only a few people there. We walked in right at like the third act of the film, so she got the gist of it. I mean, we've listened to the Moana audio story 9,000 times in our house, so she definitely knows the gist of Moana 1. But it was so nice to just sit in the movie theater for like 25, 30 minutes, have her watch her first movie in such a great environment. It was really a peak memory. I'm so grateful for it. But again, I do think that I'm kind of onto something, that Disney Cruise Line really needs to give you access to the schedule and all of this stuff at least a few days before you go on the ship. Because again, they were only playing these three movies. Only one of them is really a good fit for my kid. Like, she's never seen anything like Mufasa. Like, I think that would be too much to start with. So I was only going to take her to Moana 2, and the showtimes were random and scattered. And if I had the schedule in advance, if I could look at it and know, kind of plan what we were going to do, favorite everything in advance, we had like a rough outline of the day before we stepped on board, I think that would have been really cool. And I know that other people want this too, because I was looking up to try to see what other films are on other ships. And I came across so many, and I'm not kidding, I cannot emphasize this enough, so many planned Disney questions of people saying, I'm going on this sailing April 16th to the 19th. What movies are in the movie theater? Everybody wants to know this stuff. And I'm sure that cruises do kind of like last minute planning because they're constantly having different groups of people and things change so often. I'm sure they don't know that far in advance what the movies usually are. And Plan Disney certainly doesn't know, because the list of movies that they gave someone sailing out of the same place as me a couple days later was not the movies that we had on the ship. It was a list of like 14 movies and we had three of them. So I think that things are really worked out last minute, but it would have been so nice to know that in advance, you know? Like, it would have just been really nice to have that list early on. I just think, again, I think it would really upgrade the Disney Cruise experience if you could plan a little bit in your thing in advance. You can have time, not like burning vacation time, to look through the activities, but kind of plan around them and then know what you're going to do. That's, and again, with rotational dining and the Apollo reservation, like, I just think if they, I hope in the next few years, as Disney Cruise Line expands, they just give you a little bit more control before you step on board, because I think it'll just be really nice and a lot easier. And everything's subject to change, and I'm sure people would like complain if it changed, but it would be a lot easier to kind of map out those days and not miss stuff because you didn't have time to look through each thing. They don't give out like a paper navigator. You have to go through each thing in the app. So I just think it would be a way to improve an already wonderful experience. We went to the open house of Oceaneer Club, Oceaneer Lab. They have similar names. One's for younger kids. I'm blanking. It's the one for younger kids that has the Toy Story slide, the Slinky Dog slide. Pearl got to play around in there. And I highly recommend that if you're going, because the open house hours are the closest a young child can get to going on a playground while on the Disney cruise. There were hula hoops to play with. There was programming. We did the other one. We drew, we colored. There was just a lot of little things to do. And it was just great for her to get like her park energy out. Like, usually she goes to park and runs around and goes on swings. Like, it was really nice to have that. And I love going to the open house because it's a really like inviting atmosphere. You can come in, you can, like, people of all ages are allowed in. Anybody can go down the slide. I went down the slide. Like, it's just a really nice way to spend time together and to play around. And I just appreciate that they do that, and they do them really often, and I think that's really cool. We got off the ship, we went to Ensenada, and we basically turned right around. We walked in a loop and came back. Basically, too touristy. We didn't have enough time to go into town. We knew that we just wanted to kind of hang out on the boat. It was our last day. We were really there for the cruise of it all, not the destinations. So we just kind of got off the ship, puttered around, had too many people tell us that they had seating at the restaurant. We came right back on. There's other fun stuff to do in Ensenada, but again, we have a toddler. We had like 45 minutes. We just kind of took it easy. We walked around. The weather was wonderful. It was perfectly like sunny sweater weather. Also, we got off the ship. I'm so Disney pilled. I got off the ship and was like, oh my God, I only have American money. Like, I forgot we were leaving the country because I was only thinking about the ship, not the destinations. When I go elsewhere, it's like, oh, I'm going to Italy, or like, oh, we're going to Florida. We're like going to the Bahamas. Like, no, I completely forgot. I was so checked out because I just drove from my house. I almost forgot my passport. Like, it was so weird to not get on a plane. It was so weird to not get on a plane. But even though we were in Ensenada for, like a whisper of a minute, I still got the coolest souvenir. I got this hand-knit sweater for Pearl with all these little animals on it. It's awesome. We got back to the ship, and this is a testament of how good the ship is. Like, we got off and we're like, cool. My favorite part of vacation is the vessel taking us from place to place. We got back on. We had a little lunch on the pool deck. Pearl had some watermelon and noodles and tomato and fruit from Daisy's Delights, one of the stands. I had a fantastic veggie burger. Oh my God. I thought it was going to be one of those like frozen Beyond Burger patties. This might have been homemade. There was like quinoa in it. It was really good. We also finally used our whole Cove Cafe card. Huge for us. Have never done that. Finally used the whole thing. Finally. And after a bit, Pearl and I went up to use the splash pad. It was freezing. How do kids do it? Why don't kids ever feel cold? What is that? You always see, even if you don't have them, you always see them in a hotel swimming at night, running around, no towel, totally fine. I'm there in the splash pad, covered in like basically like a homemade wedding dress out of towels, just like, oh my God, shivering, just like praying I don't get splashed by the other kids running through the spout. It was so cold. I'm so old now. I have no tolerance for anything besides like exactly 72 degrees. It's embarrassing. And after that, I packed. Like, how? How did I pack at home, unpack on the ship, pack on the ship and unpack at home in the span of 4 days? Our cruise just started and yet I was already packing. I was already leaving. And if you haven't sailed before, the luggage is a little bit of a thing when you're sailing because you put your luggage out by, for us, it was 10 p.m. And that's how you get it. When you get to port, you get off the ship, your luggage will be waiting for you. But you have to put it out the night before and you have to kind of split your stuff and be like, what do I need for tomorrow? What do I need for the day? What do I need for tonight? And it's a little dance that you got to do. And if you carry a lot of stuff like I do, it's a little tricky. But usually I go to a late dinner and it's more complicated. And this time it was pretty easy. It was also interesting because the cutoff time was 10, and at like 9:40, there were not that many suitcases out there. By exactly 10, there were a million. And then I was like, this time is just a suggestion. So I like put my skirt in my suitcase, I like put my little toiletries in the bag, I put some things away. 10:05, I go to put my other suitcase out, everything's gone. Everything's gone. I thankfully saw my wonderful stateroom attendant and Edwin, and I looked at him and I gave him like a sad thumbs up, like, am I good? Is it okay? And he was like, yeah, you're good. You're fine. But it was, oh my God, they move fast. They are so efficient. It's just everyone. Everyone is exceptional at their job. I just love Disney Cruise. Again, this is why I feel bad when I like critique things, because I really do genuinely love it. I just think it's such a wonderful, wonderful experience. I also, listen, I'm gonna be real with you. I loved cruising in this climate. I was able to wear my regular LA clothes. I got to wear sweaters the whole time. I didn't have to wear my wardrobe of tired, overworn cotton wares that I always drag to Florida because Florida, I'm a sweaty girl. I have limited hot clothing for hot weather, clothing for hot weather. That's what I meant to say. I have limited clothing for hot weather and it shows. I'm melting in anything that is not a linen, a cotton. I'm out here dying. And while I love all my clothes, everything is like 8, 9, 10 years old and I desperately need new summer clothing so badly. But to be able to not have that panic spiral before a vacation and just wear my sweaters, wear the stuff I've been wearing the past 2 weeks at home. Fun things. I got to wear a little skirt and a little sweater to Paolo. It was so nice to not be in a sundress, to wear cardigans, to wear big bulky sweaters. What a gift. And what a gift because I didn't fly and packed a lot of stuff and we drove and it was totally fine. I also did my hair at home before I left so I didn't have to wash my hair the entire trip. That's the only reason it looked so good because we weren't in humidity and I wasn't really swimming in the ocean. God, also that Dyson Airwrap, I don't know how to do the curl thing. I'm too stupid for that. But I use the blow dryer portion. It really is that girl. She's really good. She knows what she's doing. And it was just so nice to wear regular lady clothing. Like, think about what you're wearing right now at home. Is it like a sweater? Is it a jacket? Like a jean jacket? Maybe like a shirt? Like, you can wear that. You don't have to be like, oh no, I can't wear silk. I'm going to be sweating. No, no. Oh, it was so nice. It was really so nice. Now that night after I packed, we fed Pearl dinner with scraps that I had scavenged from Cabanas earlier because Cabanas is not open for dinner. And my brain always thinks that the buffet is open for dinner and it's not, which is especially tricky if you go to the nursery because if you have like a 2-year-old specifically because the nursery only has crackers and yogurt. And listen, I don't have to get into it. This is so boring. But anyway, let's just say, well, TLDR, I'm a genius and I scavenged food and Pearl had a whole feast of veggies and chicken and proteins and hummus and broccoli before she went to her kids club. And when I say kids club, that's what I'm calling the nursery. That's what I'm calling it's a small world nursery because my girl was so excited to go to kids club and I called it kids club because all she wanted to do was go play with her new friends. When I said, okay, do you want to go to the kids club? Like 15 minutes before we were going to go, just because she was kind of like, we had nothing else to do. We're kind of ready. We had like scheduled 5:30. It was 5:40. I was like, okay, like our dinner's at 6. We're gonna take you to kids club in a few minutes. She was like, kids club. And she ran to the door. She keeps saying kids club. We're home. When I say, what did you love about the cruise? Kids club. She had so much fun there. I dropped her off. And like the nursery, you're just kind of like puttering around. You're not doing much. The other kids clubs have a lot of programming, a lot of activities. This is intended for young toddlers and literal babies. And she went and I dropped her off with her little backpack full of snacks. She ran right in. She had so much fun. When we picked her up later, she was watching Toy Story with her new friends and just kind of like bouncing up and down, standing in her chair and dancing. It was wonderful. And I was very nervous about like, oh, I don't know if she's going to do okay. Like she doesn't go to daycare. I didn't know how she would do at a drop-off situation. I've been really worried about preschool. My girl was fine. My girl did not need me. She was okay. She had a great time. And we got to have a blissful dinner at Paulo. Now you probably know, I did not originally book Paulo. I made a lot of mistakes before this cruise. And let me tell you, I rectified them. I got that Paulo reservation randomly 2 weeks before we got on board. And I am so glad we did because it was the best time I had on the cruise without Pearl. That came out wrong. I meant it was the best time I had on the cruise, save for the memories I had on the cruise with Pearl. Those were the best, separate from that. The best time. We had so much fun. I started with a martini. I think I have a drink now, guys. It's a Grey Goose martini with a twist. Dry. Sometimes I get it and I'm like, is this vermouth? And I have to give it to like Jeffrey or my husband or someone to tell me if there's vermouth in it and there's too much. Yada, yada, yada. Perfect martini. Wonderful. Got my favorite appetizer, which I think is my favorite dish on Disney Cruise Line, I'm pretty sure. It's this fried calamari dish that comes with one big old prawn. Just a big prawn. Just like a really big fried prawn. So delicious. I got the osso buco, which I never eat, and it was great. It came with risotto, which was fantastic. We got the side of mac and cheese, which is $5. $5, I love to see it. Got a side of mushrooms, even the salad appetizer. Beautiful vinaigrette was heaven. The bread service, the garlicky pizza bread, the amuse-bouche, even the souffle on this sailing was incredible. I get the amaretto one. I love it. Pro tip, I'm not letting anyone pour my sauce in anymore. Yeah, it made it too wet. We had Paige again, the person I met on the first night. The first day at lunch, Paige was our waiter. She was wonderful. And Paige put it down. Paige knew, because I was like, oh, I was wet last time. I'm worried about it. Paige didn't pour anything in. Let me do it myself. It was perfect. I think when you pour all the sauce in, it makes it too wet in the amaretto one. It was so good. I don't put the ice cream in either. I do a bite of ice cream and then a bite of the souffle and then a bite of the sauce and then a bite of souffle. Anyway, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful meal. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I love Paulo. I love it so much. And I still do get a little itchy being like, oh, we just spent $170 or whatever on dinner on a cruise. How did we do that? I thought we weren't supposed to do that because we already paid for this whole vacation, but it was worth it. And it was wonderful. And I am still remembers Paulo fee, including everything years old. Like I've lived a time. I know it wasn't always like this. And the prices do irk me a little. Meanwhile, Ben is like, wow, everything's priced so reasonably. So I guess to each their own when it comes to dining there, but I highly, highly, highly recommend it regardless. We went to pick Pearl up. We got her at 7:58. Her pickup time was at 8. She was having the best time. She came back and was like, she was acting like she was out with her friends all night. Like she went clubbing. She was so high energy. Like truly just like the perfect cap on the end of the trip. She went to bed. Ben watched her. Well, I took another little Disney cruise rumspringo. What can I say? I walked into Disney Dreams, I think is the name of the show, and I kind of walked right out. I do not like that type of show where it's like, I woke up and now this character's here and I'm imagining I'm Belle. I don't like that caveat. Like, I think Golden Mickey's is so much smarter of a way to do that. Anyway, I got some seltzer. I went to the shutters, which is like the photo thing, to look at the TV, to look at all the photos we took. I had to buy some photos. The lighting that they use on those cameras on the ship is so good. Sometimes in the parks, you're like, I don't know. On the ship, it's always good. I spent $40. I got 2 photos. And then I just blissfully fell asleep. I'm just kidding. I spent 30 minutes on Reddit boards about Disney Cruise Line and placeholder reservations and was like, oh, this is my last chance to do it. And Ben was asleep, so I couldn't talk to him about it. So I booked one. He still doesn't know about it. He hasn't seen the charge of the credit card yet. It was $250. He's going to see it at some point and be like, what do you mean you booked another cruise placeholder? And yeah, it's refundable, but like he still doesn't. I should probably clear that with him. He doesn't know about it. And then I looked at the fine print and I saw that, oh, it doesn't apply to concierge, which is like the one thing I haven't done. And I was like, ugh. So then I researched for another 30 minutes to be like, is concierge even worth it? What did they give you? Is it more than just sodas in the fridge? Is it more than just really good seating? What is it? And then I went way too deep and I fell asleep way too late and woke up very, very tired. Listen, we love to vacation. I walked like 14,000 steps that day. I just love to do too much. But when I went to bed like, ah, I'm on Disney Cruise Line. And I woke up like, Let's go. Let's go. Let's get off this ship. It is a bad vibe when everything is closed. It feels like the lights being turned on at a bar at 4 a.m. It is overstaying your welcome. I do not like the last morning on a Disney cruise because you gotta go and you gotta go. That meal, they have that when you go to your breakfast, which for us was at 6:45 in the morning. Honey, that is not happening. Like the menu is smaller because they're like, eat something and get out. Like I don't like it. I like to keep it pure where it's like, oh, we're sailing. And then bloop, magically, I'm off board and I'm on transportation. Like I just like to forget that whole part. And usually I'd want to linger and like soak up the magic. But when it's 55 degrees and foggy and you're like standing on the deck, like, no, we're just waiting for them to say we can get off the ship. I'm like, yeah, let's bounce. The breakfast is too early. We were able to find Pearl some pastries in Cove Cafe. We gave her some of those. And we had the earliest tags. So we were able to like get out pretty quick. Also, when I was on Reddit that one night, I learned that Concierge has their own elevator for a quick exit. Ooh, I am tempted by that. I've never done it. I'm tempted. The elevators are slammed during this time. We ended up not, every time I know they're going to be slammed and I plan on taking an elevator and just waiting and I end up being impatient and going down the stairs. And I am proud to report, I am 0-2 on not yelling at my family when you get off the ship because it's stressful to carry everything down the stairs. And both times I've snapped. The first time, all of Pearl's blueberries fell and it was a big deal. And then this time it was just carrying too much stuff and I was just not having it. I had a sassy moment. Someone definitely made eye contact with me. If you're listening and you're the person who saw me snap, I'm sorry. Listen, it's really frustrating. Like, take a stroller down the stairs and you have like a baby and these suitcases and like, you gotta go. And it's a rush. Like, it's just, I just don't like that moment. And I feel bad. But also, I'm not the only one who's having a hard time getting off the ship because we got off the ship and my kid fully would not stop crying. She loved it so much that she did not want to get off the ship. And I feel like that is the proof that this is a perfect vacation, a perfect weekend away, a perfect trip, because I was sad to leave and she was devastated to leave. Even though I kept being like, we're gonna go to Disneyland this week. It's okay. Like, you're so lucky. We're gonna go to the theme park. She loved it so much more at this age than 18 months. She had a great time at 18 months, but now at 2, oh my Lord, what a birthday, what a second birthday. And hopefully I can get away with this again instead of planning a party until she's old enough to request a party of her own. Thank you so much for listening to our Disney Cruise episode. Again, if you have any questions about Cruise Line, give me a ring, 747 Churros. Also, join subscribers. Like, that's, I know I shot that out at the end of the episode, but I really do post extra stuff about my trip on there. And I hope you enjoyed. Oh my God, I just love Disney Cruise Line. I can't wait to go on another one. I'm like, I got off board literally yesterday. I've been home for 24 hours and I'm just so itchy to go back. What a product. I love it so much. I haven't been on the Dream and Fantasy in years. I gotta go for research. No, I really don't, but I kind of do. All right, stick around. We have more. But again, if you have any questions, any thoughts, anything, and if you've bought diamonds, please let me know.
Are you allowed to bring, like, cake and cupcakes on the Disney Treasure?
Have a good afternoon. Goodbye.
Have a good afternoon. Goodbye.
Hi, Lily! Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate this, because this is something I actually had a question about a year ago, and I didn't know the answer to it, and I gave the wrong information on the podcast, and we had to issue a correction. So this is something that people really need to know about, and I'm so grateful you called. Now, sadly, I don't have the best news for you because homemade, pre-cooked, or perishable foods or open food containers are not allowed on Disney Cruise Line. And it's sad because, like, you're calling about cake and cupcakes. I think you're probably calling about some sort of celebration that you're going to have on the Disney Treasure. And I similarly, as you heard, just had a celebration on the Disney Wonder, and I would have loved to bring a birthday cake. But sadly, you're not allowed to. So it was just dried strawberries and on more desserts for my child. Anyway, thank you for calling. This is a good question. I hope this doesn't affect your Disney Treasure sailing plans too much. But remember, there's so many yummies on board the Treasure that I think you'll be okay without bringing the cupcakes or the cake on board. Thank you so much for calling. If you ever have any other questions, just ring up 747 Churros and we are here for you. Thank you, Lily. That's our show. you all so much for listening to this Cruise-tastic episode of Very Amusing. As you know, if you listen every week, you can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts and rate and follow us on Spotify. And we love when you do because it helps other people find out about Very Amusing. And isn't that nice? A little community of listeners who just independently help each other. So fun. So great. You can give us a call at 747-CHURROS with your complaints, your observations, your questions. Like, truly, I'll take it. I want to know what you're thinking. If you're walking around Epcot and you're like, this shouldn't be this way, call in. The type of stuff you would text your Disney-loving friend, I want that on the Churros hotline. I am here for you, and I want to hear all about it. You can pick up Very Amusing merchandise for a very, very, very limited time, like literally about 24 hours after you listen to this episode, and then the store is kaput. That is right. We are closing the Very Amusing shop in its current iteration. We have future plans for that URL. We have a lot of other fun stuff coming, but basically I got a lot on my plate. I feel like we designed all this stuff. We sold almost all of it. Thank you to everyone who has bought stuff either in the past or now. We loved the designs, but I think it's just time to wrap up the shop and then move on to something new. I'm so happy with all the garments, and I'm like pretty happy that now that we're cleaning house, I get to get like a few other things that are left over in like different sizes. I can have like a big roomy 747 Churro sweatshirt. Personally, I'm pretty stoked about it. So if there is anything that you wanted, this is literally go now. Go to very-amusing.com. This is your last chance. This is your last chance to sport this version of Very Amusing merch. Follow me at Carly Wiesel across the internet. Join the FOMALY at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel and subscribe to my Instagram, 99 cents a month. And I heard back the thing I recommended last week where we're trying it out, where if it doesn't let you subscribe, there's been a lot of weird error messages, a lot of stuff like that. Shake your phone and report an error and do that over and over and over again. I heard from someone who did that this week and it let them subscribe. We think we're still in process of figuring it out. They said that it didn't appear that way, but then they saw that they got a charge. On my end, it doesn't show they're a subscriber yet, but soon we will know for sure. So if you've wanted to subscribe, just give that a shot. Give it a shot this week, see if it works, and we'd love to have you there. We'd love to have you there. This episode was edited pontifically. That's pontific. I thought I added too many vowels. Pontifically by Jeff Box, especially the pearl part. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hi, honey. You went to Foley Disney's Anaheim Food Expo without me? Oh, my God. It sounds like such a great day. You saw Tony Stark, who I love, Jon Favreau, who I love. You had free food. Oh, my God, I love this. Fun, new, delicious stuff. Oh, my God, I can't believe you went. I'm so glad you went. You know how strong I am? Like, when I go with you everywhere, I carry everything. Next time, you have to bring me because I carry so much. I'm really, really strong. And I'm a senior. So I have no problem bringing my little metal cart and carry everything in there. Dude, it's so much easier. LaCroix, love LaCroix. I have a new favorite. I used to also drink the plain, but my new favorite is black raspberry. I'm obsessed. It is so good. It's a little hard to find, but it's really, really good. Pearl must have had so much fun eating all those new snacks. I saw that huge table filled with everything. Such a fun episode. I love you, baby. Love you so much. I love you, Pearl, so much. And happy birthday to your sweet, bright, beautiful little girl, my beautiful granddaughter, Pearl. My love. Bye-bye.
Shenanigans. Can you say shenanigans?